Roger Moffat, this was your life. But, Roger, if it is an obituary programme, would you like to appear in it?
I hope so. Don't tell me we've done this for nothing.
Why would you like to appear in it? Would you like to read what they're going to say about you? You'd like to hear on the radio what we're going to say about you?
Well, I won't do either, I don't suppose. I'd love to, when I die, as everybody has to, I would like to see how much I get on, you know, whether I'm on the front page or nowhere at all. It would be nice, but I won't be able to do that. So, I mean, I can listen to this now instead, can't I?
We're flying in a twin-engine Piper Seneca aircraft from Doncaster, registration number Golf Romeo Oscar Lima Alpha. And we have on board Radio Hallam's company secretary Graham Blinko, Eric Rigby, who co-owns the aircraft with Steve Lloyd, Les Meadows, chief flying instructor at Doncaster Aero Club, and yours truly, Keith Skews. At 9:15 this morning, we flew over the Hackenthorpe area of Sheffield and scattered part of Roger's ashes over the fields towards Baton. At a similar time, Sheffield funeral director Richard Heath, of John Heath & Sons, was leaving the city to carry out the second part of Roger's wishes.
Yes, hello, Keith. This is Richard Heath, and I'm going to fulfil Roger's wish to have part of his cremated remains scattered in the Channel Islands. Should be doing that to the west of the Channel Islands later on this afternoon.